the criminal justice system is often a top-down experience. Judges hand down sentences, and for the most part, people charged with crimes are expected to defer to the expertise of their lawyers. But a group of people in Racine now turning that model on its head. Sarah Lear brings us the story.
It's a cold evening in Racine, but it's warm inside the local library, where a group of volunteers is gathering for a weekly meeting. Bobby Ayala drags chairs into a circular formation. Roughly half a dozen people file in, and Ayala calls them to order.
Hello, everybody. We are not lawyers. Welcome to the Hub. My name is Bobby. I am directly impacted.
Ayala spent nearly 30 years in prison on charges including reckless homicide. He's among the leaders of a grassroots group that's practicing what's known as participatory defense. At the start of the meeting, Ayala writes a few case numbers on a whiteboard and group members share updates.
So what happened was he got a new court hearing. It's going to be just a status hearing, 629.
For many Hub members, these cases are more than just letters and numbers. They're personal. People reach out to the Hub when they themselves or their loved ones are facing criminal charges. Racine's Hub is part of a national movement that launched out of a California-based nonprofit in the early 2000s. Across the country, there are more than 50 hubs. Racine's is the only one in Wisconsin. The goal of participatory defense is to harness the often overlooked expertise of community members, says Charisse Domingo. She's an organizer with the National Participatory Defense Network.
Our knowledge and experience is just as valuable than any three letters after that define a degree.
A big part of participatory defense is holding lawyers accountable, says John Gross, a University of Wisconsin law professor. Many people who turn to the hubs have public defenders, and Gross says they're overworked.
And these lawyers are typically not charged with doing sort of community education and advocacy.
Although Gross supports participatory defense, he acknowledged that, in certain situations, some lawyers may have hesitations.
Because of concerns over confidentiality, trial strategy, especially in situations with co-defendants.
When Ayala was sentenced to prison at age 19, he felt mostly alone inside that Racine County courtroom.
You know, I was a teenager looking behind me, and there's a lot of angry people and one family member.
Ayala believes things would have been different if he had access to the Hub. Now he's using it to help others, like the Delgado family. Umberto Delgado reached out to the Racine group when his 18-year-old son was charged with theft with a dangerous weapon. At the time, Delgado had little experience with the criminal justice system.
I mean, I got a parking ticket or a speeding ticket, I would investigate and check it out, and that's totally different than this.
The Delgado family paid for a lawyer, but at first, it left Delgado frustrated. The attorney would not share updates because Delgado's son was the client, not his parents. With the Hub's help, Delgado got his son to grant access so his lawyer could share details. And before sentencing, the Hub helped the Delgado family put together a video that was played in court. In that video, music plays as Umberto Delgado talks about his son's technical prowess.
He helped me put in furnaces, water heaters, and he could be a good plumber or an electrician.
A Racine County judge sentenced Delgado's son to 3 months in jail, followed by work release. Without the Hub, Delgado believes it would have been longer. When that sentence is done, the Hub plans to mark the occasion with a special ceremony, just like they do with every participant. They'll write the teen's name on the library whiteboard and then let him erase it. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.